My name is Helene Dillard, and I'm the Dean of the College of Agricultural and Environmental Sciences at UC Davis.
And just coming in the saddle in that job, I guess, in January. How's it going so far, I should ask?
So far, it's going really well. I've been traveling a lot around the state, trying to meet with the agricultural leaders in the state, and getting to know Reno, all of the agriculture commodities that are here.
What's your message so far from all those folks? What's the biggest concerns you're hearing? I know that's a loaded question, but I'll let you load it with the answer.
I think the loaded question is, you know, that they're all concerned about water. Everywhere I've gone, every commodity I've met with, water is top on the list. And trying to understand how are we going to have enough water for our agriculture, our environment, and for the humans that live here. So that's a big area of concern. In our college, what we're really focusing on is looking at drought-tolerance crops and trying to develop more drought-tolerant rootstocks for trees and also breeding for drought resistance.
Now, here we are at PMA, the Produce Marketing Association 2014 Fresh Summit. These days, and it's indicative by this crowd, there seems to be a lot more integration between the buyers, the whole farm-to-consumer movement, and research is really underlying all of those aspects as these things continue to integrate more. Am I right about that? And what do you see as you march toward the future in that respect?
Okay, yes. And I would say that what the buyers are really reacting to is consumer interest in where their food is coming from. And so more and more you'll see people actually turn the produce over and look to see where did it come from. And they may not know it's from Salinas Valley or it's from Sacramento Valley or if it's San Joaquin Valley, but they're seeing that it's from California. And so I really think that the big push is going to be where is it from and how do we get people to recognize this as a healthy product? How do we convince them that everything's fine with this product? And I think most people are there now. But the best part is that people are interested in food. They're starting to understand now where it comes from. It didn't really just come from the grocery store. It had to be grown somewhere. And hopefully that's going to bring more tolerance in whether or not there's a little bit of dirt on this. You know, I can remember people getting upset, oh, there's dirt on this spinach. Well, that's okay. Wash it off. And also a little bit more tolerance for any kind of little defects that are not a big deal. You know, there's a dimple in the apple. That's not a big deal. Eat it. So I'm really excited that people are more interested in food and they're growing some things in their yard. They're beginning to understand a little bit more about what weather means and what this drought actually means to trying to grow crops. So I think it's going to really play well for agriculture. It's just bringing it to the forefront.
You know, and you're in a number one population state out here where you've got the opportunity, the marketplace right here in your own front yard. Mm-hmm. That means a lot too as well, I guess.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, so I'm wearing a California-grown button, and I think that that's really important because there's just so many people that just go to the store, and because we never have shortages, they're just used to pulling it down. Now they're much more conscientious of, oh, wow, this is from California. Oh, wow, those apples are from New York. And, you know, they're just more conscientious about where food is coming from.
We're seeing a lot more globality in agriculture, too. When you look at marketing and the challenges these growers are under, 20 years ago at this show, for example, you wouldn't see farmers in their own booths marketing their own products.
Right.
But it goes back to that connection with the consumer driving that.
Absolutely. The consumer's driving a lot of this, and it's just a great opportune time for our farmers to put real faces to the names that you see. And so I think that really helps people a lot understand more that these are still family farms. There's a lot of family farms here, and I don't think most people understand that. They still think that they're all great big corporate conglomerates, but that's not necessarily true. We have a mixture of everything.
Challenge is great. A lot of opportunities in agriculture for careers. That's your realm there at UC Davis, University of California, and many of its campuses big on agriculture, but seems like UC Davis is really putting a push on to what it can provide those students for the future, even at this produce convention.
Absolutely. We brought some students with us to this convention. We want to see even more next year, although it's the middle of the quarter, so they're all busy with midterms and things like that. But I really think that a lot of our students don't know the breadth, the depth, and the high technology that's associated with agriculture now. And we need everything from the horticulturalist all the way to the chemical engineer in many of these different aspects of the produce that we produce here and our ranching as well. I was in a packing shed the other day where nothing but electronic sorters, and I mean doing 100% job, just figuring out what goes in which bin, how big it was, what did it weigh, what color was it. I mean, it's amazing. And so it's high technology. You have to be an engineer to fix that machine if something goes wrong. So, you know, it's really, there are a lot of opportunities. And one of the things that I'm emphasizing as dean are internships. I think the more internships I can get our students to have in the industry, the better. So I've been meeting with my Dean's Advisory Council, which is made up of a lot of external constituents, saying, help me get our students out there. They want to go. I want them to go. That's been really, really good. And so far, I mean, it's really working. Our students are already over 75% of them getting internships, at least one before they graduate.
Well, I know you want to get to your crowd, but the last question I would ask, and you just mentioned one initiative. What are some of your other initiatives you might want the farm sector in California to know from you to them right now through this program?
Right. So some of the other initiatives we've been working on, a lot of student-centric things. One, getting to make sure our students get good advising when they come in. But then two, helping them get the career that they want, helping them develop that. Because many times they may or may not be coming from a farm family. They might be coming from rural family, but they still may not have that farming connection. So helping them make that connections to farmers who will mentor them up through the agriculture sector. But then helping them see what the jobs are. Two, I'm working a lot on reinvesting. We went through a lot of budget cuts. We had to cut a lot of things. We're coming out of that now. We're not in the budget throes any longer. So we're reinvesting in new equipment for teaching, new equipment for research, new equipment for extension and outreach. Three, we're hiring. We're hiring. We've got like 15 active searches right now for new young faculty members, and that's really, really exciting. So we're getting that turnover that everybody predicted was coming, and we're in the throes of it. And then I think overall, we're just doing incredible science, absolutely incredible. We're helping all of the produce industry with food safety questions in the food science department, but also in horticulture, everywhere. So it's really an exciting place to be, and I'm really, really thrilled to be the dean here.
Well, a lot of good news. We look forward to staying in touch with you. Thank you so much for your time today.
All right. Thank you, and thank you again for interviewing me. This is great.